Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We are going to want you to join in this conversation. Alex has got a very juicy cheating story, and we want to know what you think about it. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. If you don't want our name in it, it's just 833-563-2539. So did you cheat on somebody? What happened?
No, my friend's parents have been married for like a little over 30 years, I believe.
Wow, and that's a long time.
They just found out that their dad has been having an affair for the last 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
No one had any idea that this was going on. He was still going on family vacations with the family, living in the house, all this stuff, while secretly having a relationship with this other woman that he met through work. And even the way that they all found out was that the wife was looking on his phone and saw a bunch of naked photos of this other woman.
Dude, what's with these old guys not knowing proper phone etiquette? Come
you got to get the secret apps and the secret folders
right.
And all that.
That's
this,
a whole
right?
other topic. Okay. Okay.
So here's what I have a problem with. I mean, obviously I have a problem with cheating and all that was terrible, but the way that my friend has chosen to handle this, I'm very upset with them. And we are in a disagreement because I think that they're doing something really awful. So essentially, they obviously now are getting a divorce. And the wife, their mom, kicked out their dad. And so the dad had nowhere to live. So my friend and his wife said to their dad, well, you can move in with us. So my friend allowed his dad now to move in with him and his wife, and he now has a room at their house and they're newlyweds.
And you have a problem with her taking her father in?
It's a guy friend, but yes, I have a problem with him doing that because it's his dad's own fault that he's in this situation. He chose to cheat on their mom, and now you know he's caused a total family breakup, the family splitting up, he's moving out, all these things. These are all a result of him choosing to cheat. My friend should not be enabling or rewarding that behavior by saying, sure, you messed up royally, now I'm going to allow you to have a place to live in my house.
What about forgiveness? Is he never to be forgiven then?
He can be forgiven, but I think the dad should have to figure out on his own where he's going to live. I don't think that my friend should have allowed him to come in. And I'm a little bit more sensitive to this only because I grew up with this family and these people are like second parents to me. So I'm also sensitive because I feel like, you know, this person for a huge part of my life growing up was like a dad to me. So I'm pissed because I'm like, you know, eventually, yes, of course, we are called to forgive. But right now, I think there is a lesson to be learned for this dad.
Yeah, but that is not for the son to do.
So you would, if this happened with your parents, you would let your parent live with you? There's no way I would.
If I was pissed at my parent, no. But if I was trying to be forgiving and love them, I probably would take him
and
in.
And you know what? He probably is still pissed at him. And he probably still has a long road to go of forgiving his father. And I'm sure he's going to have some resentment someday. But when push comes to shove, that is his family. That is his father.
See, I think because it's family, he needs to be there for the mom and not taking his dad's side.
How do you know? How do you know he's not there for his mom? And how do you know he's like, this isn't taking sides.
I think letting the dad move in.
These are two parents. I'm not going to take sides. I'm going to just try to get through this as much as I can.
See, I think letting the dad move in is taking a side. And if he were to not take a side, then he'd be like, you're on your own. You're on your own. I love both of you. I'm here for both of you. I'm upset with you right now, Dad. But, you know, you got to figure this out. You made this mess. You made this bed. Now you got to sleep in it.
See, I don't agree. I would let a parent live with me if they had nowhere else to go. And also, you have to think if a parent who has been married for 30 plus years is all of a sudden having an affair, obviously there's something going on deep down inside as well. They're unhappy with themselves. That's why they cheated. There's something else going on. And I wouldn't turn my back on family.
When the mom confronted the dad about the picture she found of this other woman on his phone, he straight up told her, well, I'm not attracted to you anymore. That's why I decided to start cheating. Like, that was his answer. That's why I just think
crazy.
He's a jerk.
Right.
And so I'm mad at my friend for letting him move in with him.
Donna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. What do you think? Would you let the guy move in with you if he was your pops?
No, I would not. And what bothers me is that people don't allow consequences to happen. There's not always a mental illness surrounding selfishness and being a total jerk.
Yeah.
So this being said is that was very selfish. the dad should have consequences, because how do you learn? That's the same way we teach our kids, is through consequences. You either get consequences or you get rewards.
Here's the thing. I'll let you finish. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. And then as far as, like, the kids, you are picking a side, because if she says, hey, this is a consequence, and someone intervenes in the consequence.
That's what I think, too.
You just took away her power. And you're saying basically, well, I'm going to do this. And that's, as a child, well, adult child, you don't do that. You have to stay neutral and just say, hey, I support both of you and you can see me. But you don't take away the consequence of the other parent, for the parent for misbehaving.
Here's the thing. This is a child. It is none of it. It is not his place to give his father consequences and to trouble this. This is an adult grown man. What he did was not right, but this is not anyone's thing of giving him consequences. Oh, you're going to get punished. You do that for a kid so they can learn what is wrong and right, to try to get them to be the best human they can be. This is already a grown-ass man, and you know who's going to give him consequences? God. It is none of our business, none of our jobs to give this man consequences. You can lose trust in a person and grow apart from them, but saying, oh, this guy needs to be punished, I need to give this guy a consequence, that's my responsibility. No, it's not. This is a grown man. Let God do it. God, he one day has to stand before God, and he's going to get judgment for this. That is not our place to do it. And also, I think the weirdest thing is that, Alex, you're mad at this guy. You're mad at your friend.
She said, though, it sounds like she grew up, like, she probably feel.
No, I get
is
that.
Is he kind of like a fatherly figure to you at all?
Yeah. I get, yeah, I so get like, you
it's
have
almost as if her
anger,
dad cheated. That's
I
how she
get
feels.
You have anger and resentment with the man who cheated, 1,000% get that. But I don't think that, like, you can show anger or madness to your friend, because if anything, your friend needs you now more than ever. Don't you think?
Well, yes, I am there for them, but I let them know, tough love, I think you're making a mistake. Okay. Your mom told your dad that he has to move out, and now you're giving him an out, you know, you're giving him that divvy where he can just let, oh, well, now I can move in with you, and I can still have this side girlfriend. It's just like...
Kate, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Where do you fall on this one?
I am from Houston, but I am going to go ahead and side with Alex. I am not letting my dad move in with me, period. Just for the simple fact that I feel like I would be promoting his cheating. I'm not trying to give him consequences, but however, I would like for him to learn for what he's done. Like, I don't feel like that is okay at all, being that you and my mom been married for X amount of years, and you just can disrespect her like that. Like, if you're not happy, say that you're not happy, so that way, you know, you could come to an agreement, a meeting point, to figure out something else to do. But I don't feel like promoting cheating is okay. And then I feel like he's putting his wife in an awkward position too. Like, I wouldn't even want my wife and my dad to be in the same house after my dad just got been cheating on my mom. But that's just me personally.
Oh, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
I also am mad. I'm mad for my friend's wife, because she's a newlywed. Her and my friend just got married, and now she has to live with his dad as well. I'd be pissed if my in-law had to move in like that.
Question we didn't ask at the beginning. Is this a rich family?
No, I mean, average, middle class.
I was going to say, if the dad had like a will and he was rich, like, move in with me. Like, you're more than welcome. Let's wrap it up with Nikki this morning. Nikki, what do you think? Would you let the dad move in, or is that a bad call?
No, absolutely. I would let my dad move in. We don't know what was going on behind closed doors and what their relationship was like. Is cheating okay? Absolutely not. But there's something in that family dynamic where it went wrong and the dad did it because of whatever reasons he did it for. I would absolutely... 110% let either of my parents come and stay with me. Because, again, I don't know what was going on behind closed doors. My dad is my dad. My dad would never shut me out that way. I would therefore never do that. Now, you being close to the family, I get it. But, again, you weren't there 24/7. You don't know what was going on behind closed doors between the mom and dad. So it's a touchy situation. But at the same time, we don't know how it got to that point. And the part where... you say that he told or she told everybody or whatever that he said, oh, well, I'm not attracted to you anymore. Is that what everybody heard, or is that just the mom's version of it? Because obviously she's hurt, so she's going to say things or maybe even take things out of context. He could have been like, you know what, I've fallen out of love. I'm not, you know, it's just not the same between us. And it went into, he doesn't find me attractive anymore, and, you know, I'm just not pretty enough. There's just so many things that could have gone on that nobody knows about. And it's like I said, cheating 100% not good, but we don't know what led
Nikki,
to it and why it happened.
What if the dad, like your dad, hooked up with your boyfriend? Then what?
Okay, well, if my dad hooked up with my boyfriend, that would be just weird.
Yeah, I just want to see if you still let your dad live with you.
But you know what? I mean, if there's a reason for my dad doing it, and it, again, it's not my business. It's none of my business what they choose to do.
That is, I have such a problem with that, Nikki, because I don't understand now. It's like everybody is just, nobody wants to call out people for wrong behavior. You just want to let, everybody has their own truth and live and let live. Like, no, sometimes there is a call to call someone out when they're being a jerk. Sometimes you do have to do that.
Absolutely. I think your friend should have been like, Dad, that was a, you know, butthole move to make. But you know what? At the same time, you can't have your dad. Your dad is not going to live with him forever. It's going to be until he finds his own place. And it's so...
That's what they say, but then there's college kids that are living at home forever, though, too. Like, I promise, honey, I'll move out before you have a grandkid. Hey, Nikki, we got to move on, but thank you so much for your call this morning. We really appreciate it.